Vayikelesh, Parshas Vayigash, Tovshin, Samach Dalet.
These are the simple svara, Udi could say, it's Midik Negi Midik. Well, yeah, the simple svara, the kid learns Kibbut Aveir from the parent. The parent has a certain Kibbut Aveir from the child, that's his most respected parents. Or Avad, it's also Ashkoch El Yoyna, that it's Midik Negi Midik. You find this very, very commonly. The person who just alone is from uncentered to the Chabad of the Imai, just think how his kids are going to treat him. And many times when the kid has a very rocky relation with his parents, Rachman Lachlan, it's a very common thing to be repeated. So Yaakov Avinu, some of the Russians say Yaakov Avinu wanted to mechab the good mindset of Kibbut Avim with his chus that his son would now be mechab properly. Avada wasn't so late for the Yaakov Avinu. He wanted a Yosef Tzad. So he wanted to be a mindset of Avim, so that's chus to be going mitzvah grass mitzvah, Yosef Tzad to be mechab Kibbut Avim Karoi. But that's what Rashi means chazal. Shrek? Shrek Ramban and Rashi. Ramban asks on Rashi, so Rashi says the reason why he says okay, Yitzchak, is he chayv and kibbut aviv more than kibbut kenai. Agav la'alacha and simon reish mem in Yardaya, it's brought, this Rashi is brought la'alacha, because we've been the raya from this Rashi that we've been covered by grandparents. Because the diyuk of the Chazal is chayv aviv the kibbut aviv yosh in the kibbut kenai, is nevuah, there is a chayv of kibbut kenai. It's only a chayiv more in other yoshmish kenai. On the tzmavur, there is a chayiv covered in the kenai. They asked us last year, I went more barichos. They asked from Gemara Makas. The Gemara Makas says that a child can't be a great adam to his father. But a grandchild, that's good days. But a grandchild could be a great adam to his grandfather. I just keep it aveim and a grandfather also. The other kashas, that maybe will be metarik in a minute. We spoke about the kashas from Mara and Shaita on Samaches. This we spoke more about Rikas. We handled this sugi more about Rikas. But in this Rashi, the place can bring a halach l'maisa. A person's mechoyiv. Halach l'maisa, according to Rama, a person's simon reishan, a person's mechoyiv in kibbut of his grandparents, for the simple reason that Rashi, this chazal, chai bad mekabit, other yoish mekabit's kainim, is nevoah, there is a tree of kibbut on his kainim, on grandparents. Fret with the Ramban on Rashi, the other places you find Zot the Ramban. He brings Rashi and he says, Veinenu Maspa. It's not enough what Rashi's saying. He should have said, Yitzchak en Yaakov Avinu. Or just said, well, Kei Avosav. Right, the first one, basically on Bahrain, why is he expressing Kibbut Aveim? Just say, okay, Abayisav. And he says, other times he said, Avram B'Yitzchak, earlier, he brings earlier Tzokim, he said, between Lasse Yomer, okay, Abi Avram, okay, Abi Yitzchak. Earlier he said it, Avram B'Yitzchak, and here he only says Yitzchak. That's what Ramban is.
I never listened to Ramban's Kasha. He's saying that the Pasuk Dapo, that we hear Yaakov Dapo did it here, to point that at least one, I mean, Rashi's saying, to point out that
so why earlier didn't he have the cheshbon of kibbut aveim? Why earlier didn't he have that cheshbon of kibbut aveim?
Now, because he's worried.
Because there's other verses.
Now he's thinking. I hear what you're saying.
I want to tell you what Kidega brings. The Kidega in Chuvas brings a Levi Ashken. I don't know who he is. I probably should know who he is. He brings a Chuv from Levi Ashken. The Kidega brings. And Levi Ashkei gives a gorgeous teretz to this theory in Ramban Yes and Rashi. Why earlier in Avram Avinu's tefillah, he davens al Avram and Yitzchak. And here he doesn't say Avram, just Yitzchak. What happened? The same way here he did the Kibbut Avim, somehow it's a Kibbut Av only to say his father, not his grandfather. So earlier, why does he say Avram, and he says Avram Avinu first earlier? What's going on here? So Levi Ashkei is a beautiful teretz, and it's based on a glory condition. Based on something in Kedushin, we didn't learn yet, we will learn. The halacha is as follows. If a person's father asks him to bring a cup of water, and his mother asks him to bring a cup of water, who does he listen to? His father says one thing, his mother says another thing. Who does he listen to? So the halacha is the mechoyiv listen to your father. Because the act of imecha, you and your mother both are mechoyiv in the covenant of your father. Since your mother herself is mechoyiv in the covenant of the father, that's mechayiv him in the kibbut of his father. First. So Zot Levi Ashkein as follows. Zot Levi Ashkein, since the NS as follows, really a grandfather is more than a father. Because you and your father, according to your grandfather. The emes, the grandfather, the chiv, kibbutz of a grandfather, is greater because you and your father have a covenant of your grandfather. So the chiv to a grandfather is greater, Zatul Vayaschem. I was like your father and your grandfather tell you something, the covenant of your grandfather should come first. Vayaschem, Titus. And that's why earlier in the Torah you said, I've only been the first. The grandfather is more important. So why here does it say his father, that the covenant of his father is Yeshua comes to Canaan. Zatul Vayaschem over here, he says over here, Yitzchak was no longer alive. Yitzchak had no chiv of covered on his on Yaakov. You know, Yitzchak's not alive. If you're not alive, you're not mekudei mitzvahs. Yitzchak has no chiv covered on Yaakov. You know, now you lose the svara. You and your father will fight to cover your grandmother. Your father has no chiv of covered on grandmother. He's not alive. Your father against now you just have son. Your father against your grandfather. We think the covered of your father is more. So earlier, when Yitzchak Avinu was alive, so then he asked for the mechaber Avraham Avinu more than Yitzchak. Because you and your father were the mechaber of Avraham Avinu. My saying can at this point, when Yitzchak's no longer alive, so he's not mechaber the mechaber of Yaakov Avinu, and Tavid HaShalach, Rabbi say, by a parent, if there's divorced parents, and the father and mother each ask something, the halach is that there's no klima. There's no kavimah of the father and the mother, because now there's no longer svara, the mother's mechuyvim cover of your father. Then it's equal. You'll lose that svara of you and your mother mechuyvim cover of your father. That's halacha. Once they're divorced. There's a shayla, there's a beis Yosef, who has the following shayla. Let's say there's a fight between parents, the taka, the mother's nefteres, and the father tells the guy, he has a tshuva, the beis Yosef. The father, the tenega brings it, the father tells the guy, the son, not to say Kaddish for the mother. She has Chiv Kaddish for the mother, Kibbutz Avim, but he has a command from his father not to say Kaddish, not to do the covenant. So the father against his mother, what does he do? So the Pshuta, according to the Levi Yashchein, Zachary Kivager, you don't have to listen to your father.
Is the Chiv Kaddish
out of covenant? No, there is a Shevet Chiv, that also is in the covenant. What's the last in covenant? Yeah, assuming it's not called Aver. So, excuse me, it's a Stam, your father calls you Aver. You don't listen, Vaisa, it's not called Aver. It's a good question, I Stam and Aver. But Kitzer, Shemvesh, Yashchev says that you listen, Malacha, you listen to your father. So Kivager says it's against the Levi Yashchein. With fear of Levi Yashchein, it's not true to listen to your father. Because now there's no Shvar, your mother's not going to be your father. The mother's not alive.
You're not believing your mother's father either.
If death is still a chiv, on the living person, there's a chiv to mechaber that Bacha Moses, if we'll see the Gemara Kedushin, the chiddush, the Gemara Kedushin, even after death, it's a chiv. So to say what Pshat and the Beis seems to be against Levi Yashchein. They say Terutchim, they say Tzar, the father, it's different. They say Terutchim there, and what the Pshat is over there. And even with Tzar, it's worse. The Tzar is father. It's a Tzar, this B'Pshutai, this Beis Yashchein looks like it's against Levi Yashchein. Stam, there's a lot of chalukim in this Levi Yashchein. It's not pashut at all. Levi Yashchein is saying a chiddush la'alacha, that it's bigger chiyuv covered the grandparent than a parent. A huge chiddush la'alacha. And what do you do with this taina? Ayin says you and your father could be covered the grandparent. The simple chas v'shalom. Levi Yashchein thought of this, but the way to argue is by saying as follows: by parents, there's an equal chiyuv kibud avein. Equal chiyuv. Then what weighs that svar? Your mother herself is mechuyvim to cover your father. So now you're more mechuyvim now than your father. By the parent and grandparent, it's not equal chiyuv. The chiyuv of covenant of a grandparent, where's the source? It could be the whole source is just a chetimsa to keep it out. It's yesh ladin that the chiyuv of the grandparent, the whole only source is out to keep it out. And if you think it's very far-fetched, it's brought in the paishkim, the covenant for an older brother. It says, ask for Rabbi Sachicha Gadol, you chai to cover your older brother. Some say your oldest brother, Achicha Gadol, your oldest brother, you chai to cover. So, Tavir Esh, the Vashimecha, the Esh is for Rabbi Sachicha Gadol. There it's good in Paishkin, if the parents aren't alive, there's no chiv in the oldest brother. That's good for Hedin Paishkin, why not? Because the only reason the chiv of the oldest brother is Achivit Avein, it's a sniff. It comes under the rule of Kibbutz Avim. Part of Kibbutz Avim is in the Chabad, your oldest brother, because parents get enough from it. So Chel, but then Rachman, there are no parents, then the person's not including Kibbutz of Achicha Gadol. It's very shayach that the covenant of Canaan is only a sniff of Kibbutz Avim. I was saying there's no svara to say If that's true, it's only it comes on the Dibur HaChayim. So Dibur HaChayim, of course, is greater. And the only reason I'm a Chayim covered in my Dibur HaChayim is my parents, and they don't come before my parents. As well as my parents themselves are a Chayim. That's only on two equals. Here it's not an equal. There's no Chayim, the Etch and the Chayim. The only thing to tie it back is Mivuah and Mizrashi is the Etch and the Chayim Kibbutz Kenei. Because Rashi says that his Chayim covered his father more than covered his grandfather. If his father's not alive, the Chayim is simply Rashi's Mivuah, there's a Chayim of covered on the grandparent. I's parent is not, father's not alive. It shouldn't be any Chayim. Yeah. Yeah, there's no svar that you and your father will claim your kid to your grandfather. Oh, that you find by a brother, once his parent tried to lie, you lose. If the whole reason is Al-Kibadav, that for some reason, that Lach HaMaisa, it's a good Shaila. What happened to the Kibad Lach HaMaisa? Vice versa, the Kibad Lach HaMaisa changes. They don't care that they become, maybe it's Shemai and they know something, there's a lesson for into them. The Kibad changes Lach HaMaisa, the Gedarim of the Kibad, that you see by a Chich HaGadol, that the Gedarim, that's what the question. So you see the cover changes. That's down part, you know, when we learn Kedushin, that's a project for the Olam to figure out. That you mechuyev in kibud av even after Misha, after 120, but you still mechuyev in kibud aviv. So why does it mechaber achi chagadol? Why does that fall off? I suspect the gedarim of the kibud change. We have to. This is something I can't. We do the sugya. Something to look into more the ear. Then you mechuyev in kibud av.
Why isn't there a chiv of the kibud of a grandfather al kibud and kibbanim?
A good child. That you be like a parent. I saw when the place can bring it, they speak about next is a grain. The grain shoe stones, Yerichon shoe stone. The grain in Sochamarit on the staff shoes of Bnei Ban Kavanim. Because the grain says that if it's the daughter's father, the man is a daughter, and his son is not Mechoy even keep it of the grandfather. Because he says a daughter, then on a daughter you don't say Bnei Ban Marin Kavanim. So he shoe stones, Yerichon shoe stone. Most of the place from Arya, it's not totally in there. I saw it was the most, but I looked around, I saw many argue on that kind of the guy. The guy in Shushkal is going to get on the Shushkal. Couldn't be a reason not to have Shlichus. I was a Shlichus. You ever have been upon the Messiah and said there's no Shlichus? You have no right to listen to him. How good you know right to listen to him because he should listen to himself. Is that probably because that's right? The words are that I've become the son just saying there's no shlichus. That's the words they're saying. This wouldn't be a spread of no shlichus, just to be Scotland who's sick. The Pasuk says in Perek Memei, Pasuk Aleph, it says, "Vayochol Yosef Hashakeh." We picture the scene, it's an amazing pasuk, an amazing scene. Yosef HaTzadik has been sold by his brothers. He lives through years of misery, Pashtus. He's living amongst Goyim. He's in those years, he spends a couple of years in jail. Plus in the jail in Mitzrayim, I can't imagine it was too gishmak. He spends years in jail. He goes through his Mitzrayim of Potiphera. And the son he had over there. He just goes through, he's away from Yaakov Avinu, he's away from his father, he's away from his family, he's away from his Hilda family. He's in Mitzrayim for all these years. And it comes time he's going to give Moshe to his brothers. He knows when he says, Ani Yosef Chai, he knows, Ani Yosef, Ha'ir Abi Chai, he knows it's going to be a Meshunavik of Moshe to his brother. He's about to give his brothers a tremendous Moshe Shmuz, that you would think, in our thoughts, you would think there'll be a sense of satisfaction, a sense of, the slightest sense of Ebbets revenge, in the Kama. The Pasuk, now you're going to give them the Moshe Shmuz, you're going to tell them you're wrong. You're going to tell them, however they saw that he's alive, however they proved, that's a good sign for itself, why is it so they were wrong? But Ani Yosef, Oyd Abichai, somehow that was going to show them they were wrong. I guess the dreams came true, perhaps that's why he showed them they were wrong, because the dreams came true. You see Takas and Avim. They were timing on his Nebuah, you see Takas and Avim. Ever showed they were wrong, but he says Ani Yosef, and he knows he's going to give them Moshe Shmuz. You would picture, if you imagine inside Yais, you would picture some sense of satisfaction. But the first pasuk the Torah tells me is about to break the news is Lo Yochol Yosef L'Shapek L'Chol Anitzav Melov. He couldn't bear L'Shapek Mus Lishpoil. Zot Rashi, what is it? An amazing Rashi. Zot Rashi Lo Yochol Lishpoil Sheyiyu Mitzrayim Mitzav Melov, Mitzrayim Mitzav Melov. He couldn't bear that should be Egyptians sitting there. V'shoyimim she'ochem esbayshu v'ydulem. He couldn't bear that his brothers should have any busha. They should be any embarrassed. They're going to get a stick of musha now. He couldn't bear that they'd have here any Muslim. Anybody should be there when they hear the musha. With all the pent-up emotions, with all the feelings, with all the reasons why you'd want to just blurt out the musha to them, which he held in for so long, with all his reasons, what was going through Yisrael's mind, if you had a glimpse into his mind, would you picture, you would think somewhere there's a great sense of satisfaction of being able to finally, I'm right. A rightful sense of satisfaction. After all, he is right. So some degree of, I'm right. And the Torah gives a glimpse. Hashem was, Hanistarish Hashem Lekenu. Hashem gives us a glimpse. We have this special treat, this plus is a treat. It gives you a glimpse what Yosef thinking at this moment. And you know what he's thinking? He's not being able to bear something. So I would think, when you're little, so you read this, if you don't see Rashi, read the pasuk, that he couldn't bear it. He had to get it off his chest. That's it. Like your first reaction, every year you read over the Sukkim. That's before I see Rashi, I always make the same mistake. And I'll make the same mistake next year, because that's what I'm thinking. You transpose what we're thinking, what I'm thinking, I don't know if you're thinking that way, on the subside. He can't bear, he has to get it off his chest, he wants it, he's been waiting so long. Then you feel calling him, some of them, you're not sure how to read it. Everybody gather around him, he just has to quickly say it to everybody. Just go out quick, I gotta tell him something. I gotta get his own, I'm right. All these years of suffering, of pain, Pasha moaned some pain, being alone in the shrine, away from your family, his brother sold him away. All the years of child gush out in a torrent of emotion. You can imagine, speak just tremendous emotion welled up, but to say to the brothers, I'm right, I'm Yosef. Somewhere, that's what you're ready to leave. And Yashu said there's not going on in his mind. You know what's going on in his mind? What's going on in his mind is he can't bear his brothers to be embarrassed. I have no word to say it. The Rashi blows the mind. What's going on in Yosef HaTzadik's head is you can't bear. It pains him. That's the emotion of being sold for all these years. An old dude was crying to me. Last week, I was speaking to an old dude who learned by a Chaim Kohen 7 years ago. And he was saying over the story just the words and he was crying to me. And he was yelling at me. That he said he learned by a Moed Gvein, he learned by Chaim Kohen, by Gvein Chesh Elion. And he said, today we take the Torah, we dress it, said in Yiddish, we dress it up with makeup. We put makeup and say all this fancy stuff. Read the Pesukim. He's crying to me, tears, literal tears, nothing short. Crying to me, and he's telling me the story. It's amazing to hear. He had such an emotional thing, yes? And what is going on with the Torah's hand? He blows the mind. There's nothing to say. Yosef HaTzadik can't bear that his brother should have any busha. That's what's going on in his mind. I have to give him this musha. When we have musha to say, we blurt out musha. We give the guy a good shmooze. Maybe we're even right. We give the guy a good shmooze. Maybe we should think not to do it in public in front of anybody else. Maybe we should think don't give it in front of anybody else. I had a funny mice that happened to me. It's a funny story that happened to me in Eretz Yisrael. It's not anything special, it's a funny story. Just because, I'll say this for myself, just because it's Magab's topic. This example of this, it's to the degree that Yosef has no muscle in the world for this. Yosef sounded full of such anger, and he's able to give the musher in a way that the brothers, he can't bear that they should hear any, they're going to have a strong musher voice that they need. But he can't bear, yes, the tzaddik, that they should be embarrassed in the Moshe Shmosh. He can't bear. I imagine in this whole delay, yes, the tzaddik worked on himself, that he's giving the Moshe Kula Shem Shemayim. That's my Medrash. I didn't see it anywhere. I imagine all this time you're wondering, the Torah doesn't tell us, it's not a history book, what was happening. I suspect Yitzchak is working on something for days to weeks. So when he gives the mush, this is my own imagination, I have no McCart to this. The Yitzchak is working, now could be this my small mind, the Yitzchak has said that it wasn't even a Nishayan for him. I picture Yitzchak working all this time, they should give the mush, he's going to give the ultimate mush to his brothers. Ultimate mushishmush. But he gives it as well, there's no personal satisfaction. It's like every time he gives it. By the time he gives it, there's no I had a funny story. I had a yid in my building at Eretz Yisrael. He's a very nice yid, He's a very straight, very shiny and stiff person. Very nice. Rami's a nice person, he's very a rigid man, very nice. In a Talmud Chacham, very, like he was like a certain type of stick in the Lu Yeshiva, very. So, it was Purim, my house. He, by here, I don't know, Zichar doesn't drink Purim, Zichar not. And in my house was Lebedev. And somehow, I don't know what happened, somehow somebody came out. Basically, somebody used the facilities and was singing Asher Yotzer. So somebody was singing Asher Yotzer, and he knocked on the door. And he gave it to the guy over the head, very stark. This was the person in my house. He gave it over the head, very stark. That he, very, very stark, in front of everybody, berated him for singing Asher Yotzer, as a chutzpah. I waited till the next day, and he had come down to talk to me about something, and he was holding one of his children, 3-4 years old, and then he went back upstairs, and I climbed, he lived high up, I climbed up to his floor, and I asked him to come out and talk to him for a minute. I gave him a tzaddik a minute, I gave him a little musha, I told him, that if you're mazik, I'm putting your pucker, I say, that's a yotza, here it goes out. I gave him musha, the brother said, the guy's saying, that's a yotza. He's drunk. You're mazik when he's drunk. This guy's singing to the Rebbe Shlomo. Your money is not your tears, baby. Sing Asher Yotzer. That's what wouldn't be the worst of all. You see a guy come out of there and sing Asher Yotzer here. It wouldn't be the fairness. Stavros, the guy's saying it out loud. He all those tears. I hear. You hear the child. You have tears, maybe. But I mourned him. I mourned him this Nakuda. So he said to me, I don't understand. He said, I was just down by 5 minutes ago. Why didn't you tell me the Moshe then? I really wanted to give him another message. I really wanted to tell him this. Instead, I told him this was the truth, that your kid was there. I'm going to give you Muslim in front of your kid. Then he said, you're right on the second point as well. But I yelled at the guy and said, everybody, even if I was writing something, I should have said, I should have called him out. Why are you Muslim? You're blurting out your Muslim. Well, maybe it's just that you see a lot of the bias there. You're just blurting out your Muslim in front of us. If you're really earnest about it, you just will change some mind. You also think about the guy you're getting mushed to. The guy you're getting mushed to, why are you doing barabbin? What's your purpose to doing barabbin? Call him out. Tell him privately. The terrorist is, it's a lot of abusement experience, just discomfort for you. If you're fully with Shem Shemayim, pull him out and give him the mushed quietly. Terrorist is, it's just this uncomfortable, so you blur it out. You're not drafting, you're not thinking. It's not so much Shem Shemayim, you're not thinking. To learn to get Muslim, the proper reason. I've many times, trust me, this year I told you that I make the mistake. Oh, we all make the mistake. We blurt out, we think we're being self-fulfilled. We blurt out the Muslim to a guy. Hechech techeach. Hechech techeach doesn't say without a svara. Doesn't say just I'm blurted out. There are ways to do it. Even feel the correct people, even should turn. Somebody has to learn, we have to all practice correcting Edel. Pounce on the guy. The guy's just so to like he's an idiot. I don't know about you. When I blame, I read every word wrong. I don't know about you. I blame it. It's very hard. If you ever tried, to me it's like the dogma. To the guy who corrects by Bakari, I think the punishment for every correction you have to lay the next week. You're like the next week. But then you're laying next week. You correct, you're up there next week. You should correct by the way. It even says burning by your yell. Even burning by yelling, and I want to hear the yelling, you know, same Shemai Moisin. I'm not pouncing. The guys are so good. They look at each other. I see Facebook, not only here, but you see all of us, you make looks at each other like the guy's so dumb. He's maybe not like he's like some sort of idiot. Because people, you know, somebody knows Dicta, guy, you should know Dicta. It's very important. My father sits down by there was a good lady in my father's shoe. He felt it. My father sat down and made a shaker to my Dicta. They learned a Dicta shaker together. That's an able way, instead of extremely pounding on the guy, every month you're sad to say, we're in victory together. My father made a commitment to learn the Kiyaya. They learn a different Sefer every Mitzvah Shabbos. Father's a perfectionist. My bar mitzvah, I was corrected upwards of 40 times. Upwards of 40. True story. Who, is anybody here there? 100% true mice. Upwards of 40 times. He's a very macro addicted, my father. He taught it to me also. But I wasn't a good home. The kitchen environment is this nakud that gives mushroom in 808. This nakud is very crucial. You give mushroom in 808 in a proper way, in a thought out way. Mushroom is not, the implication of mushroom doesn't mean flip the guy's head off. It's not mushroom means. Mushroom means to teach a person, to direct a person, to guide a person. To be done in 808. The Rav Hagam, you're a lot embarrassed in certain cases. That's the last resort. Hagam is a drift. That's somebody, I'm not here. People think it's Nagiyash, it's Mechavush, but everyone knows I'm a big close to Yaakov, I'm very close to Yaakov. So I'm protecting Valkyrie here, it's not that at all. Unless you should correct him, if you can get him, that's Lachar Abba. If you should correct him, not if you should correct him, if you've done it in 808. If you've done Abdecha, Abdecha. Abdecha! Look around with all your friends, make sure anybody else knows you, give a look. You do that, we're sending you up, that's a new rule. Should we start it soon? Yeah. The Yosef, it's not amazing. It's Pasuk, doesn't need anybody, it's amazing Pasuk. There's a Medrash here, a famous Medrash. There's different parts of the Medrash that are, it's a famous Medrash that is well spoken about. I want to speak about one of the Medrash, different parts of the Medrash that are spoken about. The Medrash here says by the brothers, when the brothers couldn't answer Yosef at Shadda. V'yayim v'yayishv alach v'ani Yosef oid avichai lo yachlu av ach echav la'anei seisei. The brothers couldn't answer back. He nivalu mepanav. They were bewildered in front of him. They were full of behala. They couldn't answer back anything. So the Medrash says, Abba Koyin Bargma, which is his name. Amar, where is he from, Bargma. Amar said, Eilonim yoyim adin. Woe unto the Yom HaDin, Eilonim Yom HaTechacha. Woe unto the day of Techacha. Last year I spoke about Yom HaDin and Yom HaTechacha. What those two things are. I want to focus on a different point right now. Bilam, Chacham, so I've called him, Yachal Lam, Techachus, Lassaynet. Bilam, the smartest of the Umas of the Goyim, couldn't stand up the Techacha of his donkey. Like it says, a haske and a scanty last pakai, the Yom HaMai. So, when the donkey gave him mushroom, he couldn't bear, he couldn't answer anything back. Yosef, Tanim Sosvatim, Yosef, the smallest of the Svatim, Yachlu, Lam in the Tachachtai. The brothers couldn't stand up to his Moshe. Hado, the Sibyl, Yachlu, Echalanis, I said, Kinibal on the Panav. Because Yavak, or Baruch Hu, when Hashem comes, the Yachiach, as Kolech, as Echad, and gives each one Tachachah Moshe, Lifi Mashahu. We'll discuss those words in a minute. Certainly, when Hashem gives us Musa, woe unto us when Hashem gives us Musa. But there are three words in this Medrash that I want to focus on. It says, Beis HaLevi spells on these three words. What does it mean, Lefi Masahu? Hashem gives Musa, Kol Echad Echad. What are the words, Lefi Masahu? What are the words of Mesh? Because when Hashem comes and gives us Musar, Lefi Mashahu, the purest of these words, the purest of Lefi Mashahu means each one has his own avada. According, the Musar is according to what we are. Hashem minds us to be us, not to be the other person. He minds us, Revolvus says it many times, that Machin is not Machin. We have to make ourselves, not Tafin. And here this sounds better, because Machin is not Machin. Not Machin is Fatahim. He said, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama that says about a Ganav that if he'd have to return everything he stole, HaKadosh HaShavim, if he'd have to return everything he stole, he wouldn't be left with his tanks. The Volva said also of Yeruchim, if we would have to return all the Midas we stole from others, he said we wouldn't be left with our pants. So we wouldn't be left with one Midah. This is a mistake, a tendency. The threat to Bachman Yeshiva, the threat to us, in the light of Bachman Yeshiva, the threat, not just to any Yeshiva, the threat is a tendency we have that we have to, that's very important not to have, very, very crucial not to have. One of the reasons, I'll explain something in the running of this Yeshiva, one of the reasons, the Yeshiva does not work the Shita very much with peer pressure. b'shita, very b'shita. It's not work. Some institutions run. There's a logic. There's a way, a system, how to create it. How to create it, if you want to know, you want to start a b'shita, you come, I'll share you how to do it. I think I have ideas how to do it, but there's a way of creating peer pressure. There's a way of creating each guy striving to be number one. There's a way of creating a system of pressure where each one could be the biggest masmid, who can be the last one to be the shmer, which has minus. It has minus. Tinasayt and Tarba Chachma. It does increase Chachma. It has minus. Hagam of Kassel says to be Evid, it's not the best way to go. It has minus. It has minus. It creates, people compete. They strive to each other. What many times happens in such a system is the person's not doesn't keep this medjus. The person's judged with si masahu according to his conscience. You'll have a bacher who's learning up in a certain nation, and he sees his chaver start piling up svarim. So he gets all sick, so he changes, he stops doing what he's doing, he feels down on himself. Or you have a guy in the shir, he's embarrassed to say, I don't understand. Excuse me, but then he'll kill us. Whoever's giving the shir, well, if I say whoever's giving the shir, excuse me, I don't understand what's being said. Could you explain it again? Why is he embarrassed? It seems everybody else is following. Lefi Masahu. There's some people you'll take a buck on yeshivas, and he times his shuckle. You could see him. He times his shuckle. He looks at the guy next to the next thing. He makes sure, in the dance, it's like I'm always trying to do it, with the steps, trying to keep up with everybody around you. So he times his shuckle, but it's just he just shuckled just so. He hears the rustle of the papers. He quickly turns the paper, supposed to turn, and he shuckles exactly on beat. Exactly. It takes a lot of practice to get exactly. He shouldn't stand out. That's against Lefi Masahu. Lefi Masahu is each one has his own karkas, has his own talents. And Hashem gives karkava to Lefi Masahu according to the person. Within his own karkas, according to what he should have been, should be and should have been. Lefi Masahu. Now don't use this to sell yourself short. This is not a cool, this is a chumra in a lot of ways. You think I'm giving us a cool. You also cares, you tell yourself, Lefi Masahu, for you. No, it's a chumra. Lefi Masahu is we have deep conscious coolness that only we have. When we tap into it doesn't come out chumras when we tap, it comes out coolers. Strengths that you have, kreches ha-nefesh, deep kreches ha-nefesh, get forfeited. Because you're just copying. You're just trying to become the shvitz. So just to fit in with the rest of the island. Lefi Masahu is you have individual kreches. The others may not have, that may be unique. That may be different. You may ask the simple passages. The bacher and my share in Beis Medrash. I remember walking home with this bacher who told me he was very emotional. And we used to walk home there every day from yeshiva. And he told me that he feels very down, that the whole world is smarter than him. In our chevra, he was a good bacher. He was the weaker of the chevra. And I remember when he made a decision, we walked home together, I remember he told me he feels very down about it. And he made a decision, he's just going according to his kaifas. And he started asking the shiur. I remember, it was about 12th grade. And my first decision got even stronger than that. Just by asking him, it was annoying. He would ask a simple question. He would change it right around, please repeat that. It was a little annoying. 2 weeks ago, he made a Siyama Shas. He knows Shas backwards and forwards. 2 weeks ago, he made a Siyama Shas, this bugger. He knows Shas backwards and forwards. Backwards and forwards. He knows it, not even like it. He knows it. He says Shiyurim on all over Shas. He asked him to say Shiyurim. Backwards and forwards. He was his own individual. He wasn't a big Shia guy. He was very close to the Bain. He wasn't a big Shia person. That wasn't for him. He was a person, like I said, the Shia was a little hard. And over the years, he took a chavrusa. They learned together for about 7 years, the same chavrusa. About 7 years. They learned, I think, from each other on the day together. And he knows Shas. Finished 2 weeks ago, he made a Shia Shas. When he finishes each Masech, they did excessive amounts of times with chazaras. Excessive chazaras, and he knows Shastan. That's Lefi Masahu. It's not a cool, it's a chumrah. Lefi Masahu means each one according to his karkas, according to his view, according to his own way. Lefi Masahu, that's how we're done. That's how Hashem judges us. And that's how Hashem wants us to live. Lefi Masahu. Each one is a yachid. Each one according to his shrachim, according to his. Lefi Masahu. The Beis Halevi says here, That they get a person. The Shalevi says that Hashem gets it. I'm not looking to get a person, but Hashem gives Moshe minei yuvei. V'shalevi ha'nam, I haven't seen in a long time. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know if I ever said, and I heard it over in Shmuzin. I don't know if I ever said, I don't remember. But the Beis HaLevi says, "Lefi Masehu" means "Minei Yuvei." A different shot with "Lefi Masehu." It doesn't. The point is not that it was given. The point is similar. The point is Hashem shows in "Minei Yuvei." He doesn't show Manyanu. When Hashem wants to come give Tachach at 120, He doesn't say, "Why didn't you get a Pesachus? You see your roommate got a Pesachus." He'll say, "You see when you had a ski trip, you got up. You see you had the courage to get up. You see that week, Lefi Masehu means Minei Yuvei." According to him, the Teichach is Minei Yuvei. In a sugya, you can ask the Kasha from elsewhere, or you can ask Minei Yuvei. In Hashem's Teichach is Minei Yuvei. His Teichach is his Teichach. His Musa and his proof to our shortcomings are from ourselves. You did Kasha, you see Yadikaya. You see, this Almagin Yukla, you see Yadikaya. So why not this? That's what it means. That's how the Beis HaLevi learns. Lefi Masehu is also a very important thing. It means Minei Yuvei. It means Minei Yuvei. That's what it means. Yeah, there are other pshat and the other points this medrash. This medrash, somebody wants to contemplate this. The medrash, it's in Shadi Gimel. By Shadi Gimel, it's in Vayigas, Medrash Rabbah. There's a lot to explain in on the whole medrash, but those words we must have two pshat, and either means each one uniquely individual. There's not a stitch that you judge. Why weren't you this? Why didn't you fit into this stitch? And also saying Lefi Masehu, and that's why that's why yeshiva doesn't run with peer pressure. When you run with peer pressure, too much competition, people are trying to become each other. We don't want Shuli Lieber to be more dependent. We want Shuli to be Shuli Lieber. We want each person to be with Lefi Masehu, to stay in his unique way and to grow in his unique way, but not use it as a cooler to push. Fakir, what is good if a person could use Kenasai from as follows: if he sees Yenim stayed to his maximum in his oifim, then he should be pushed in myself to also stay in my oifim. When I say Bachar move, stay, grow. So I say, Kerem, the Bachar moved in his life, you've never moved in your life. So you also move in your oifim, in your nisyonis, in your ways. Not necessarily to copy him, he has his nisyonis, he has his personality, he has his oifim mahalakha. Lefi Masehu, according to who you are, your karkas, your abilities, you see a Bachar stay pulling up shvarim, should inspire you to know the tight word of the Gemara in front of you. To know, to inspire you to know what the types of possible chumash is. That should inspire you. Should inspire you to also open up a lot of svarim. That's for him. That's his mouth. That's very good for him. You see a guy flying a lot of gemaras. So he should inspire you to also fly. Should inspire you that your amud, that you're spending maybe the whole year, you should know that amud clear. It's nothing to do what he's doing is not necessarily your mahalach. What should inspire you is to also push yourself. We were speaking this week about the Inyan Chazara. I want to read to the Olam a Ruach Chaim, that this concept I was first taught by the Iron David, it shocked me, and I want to tell you one aspect of this concept that when it's Magia to Chazara, it's partially Magia to Chazara. It's as follows. It's not partially, it's very Magia Chazara. Magia other areas of life. It's very Magia also the life of the Yeshiva Bach. Very, very Magia. I was learning with Rav Aaron David in the mirror. Surely knows the Rebbe. Surely it's the Rebbe of the Waterbury Bachram. A lot of the Waterbury Bachram took him as a Rebbe. It's one of the Ramim in the mirror. And a lot of the Olam, Waterbury, a lot of the guys who are there right now. Shapiro was working with him, Chavusi, so just a lot of Shaykhs. A lot of the Bachram. So let's just, a lot of the Bachram took him as a Rebbe. Aaron David, Tom Chacham, and Tzadik. And I was learning with him. I had a Seder he gave me. It's a Muslim itself. I begged him for a Seder. And they gave you once a week, 15 minutes before davening. Friday morning, you had a pick. But once a week, 15 minutes before davening. That's what, again, you see a person's time, by the way. That alone is the most important for itself, the value of time. And he gave you once a week, 15 minutes before davening. With that alone, I was very moved that a person so medactic on his time. So he told me, so we learned that there is Ramban. And we came to this inner being, Shamech B'Chelten. And he told me it's true in Ruchnis, and I was blown away. He told me that Sameach B'Chelkai, in Gashmis, you understand, you're supposed to be happy with your lot. Asia, why is Sameach B'Chelkai? And he told me it's true in Ruchnis. He told me it's very true in Ruchnis, that in Ruchnis it's Sameach B'Chelkai. and I was very excited. And he told me there can't be any aliyah without it. He said, if you're not Kinev Kov, there's no aliyah. There's no aliyah. And I no longer, a few years later, 4 years later, I no longer have any shaila about it. I since then, perhaps when I learned Lurachayim, it kind of wasn't safe, I've obviously seen it inside. And I also have no doubt about it. I shouldn't have doubt then, living my Chachamim and Lewis Chachamim, but now I have no doubt about it. Speaking to Bachrim, I have no shaila about it. Yeshivos, I know I'm doing well. I know I'm growing, but I want it. And he's not Sameach what he has. It's very dangerous. He's shunned the dangerous. Now, there's not a skew to Shifas. If you're going to also, I'm going to read you a few more kinds on this. And you have to work it out. How do you fix Shifas? Desire, the urge, the yearning to grow. Actually, have a help. We'll have to work out. Now, I don't think we'll see if you can work it out today. And maybe each one of us, oh, we'll have some had emerged the two. That it's not a spirit to Shifas. But I see quite the danger. Avacha says, I'm going to read to you Reb Chaim Elazar. But Avacha says, I know I'm doing well. I know I'm yearning. I'm missing. I'm chasar. It comes from the lack of an erech, a lack of a value to what he accomplished. He doesn't appreciate, if he would be given erech to Ruchnius, he'd understand that an aleph, if you learned the aleph, if you sat down one seder the whole year, that possibly be sakana, you don't learn anymore. It should be sakana, you don't learn. You know why? Because we know the erech of learning, of any double ruchnius, the erech should be so massive that we should do one mitzvah, we should improve, make one improvement on ourselves, one minor improvement, the erech should be so massive, there should be that threat that you won't even go back there. I think you should still go back to the Yeshivas. So math, because it's not, it can't be said, yeah, I went a little, but, yeah, I did a little bit, but there should be moly akar sashayim. There are days when a person learns, and Chaim doesn't speak that at length in another piece, I'm not going to read it for a longer piece, that when you learn, the hergesha should be moly akar sashayim, Hashem, for the gevalda, the darkness and ruchness that you achieve from sitting and learning. That's an erech to ruchness. That erech should fill a person with tremendous simcha. Tremendous simcha, tremendous simcha chayim, tremendous samayach v'chokhoi. Nervas yashivas keep growing. But it should fill him, it's not a shtai, okay, but I don't, but no. You're shtai, being here, stop. Stop for a second, stop. Stop, no, don't hear the bus. However, I shtai, stop for a second. You realize you shtai, you grew. That alone, I always love Sudas Praedas, because in Sudas Praedas, you get a chance to speak about Avachas Mimus, and you don't hear the bus. And as Sudas Praedas, Baruch Hashem, you don't hear, that's why I don't like the way Tzonis, you know, I don't. There's a minute, Baruch Hashem, it's not here. People like Dick, the guy that's just prayed. I don't, it's a Shlach HaMinah, because when you do that, I don't know exactly what that accomplishes. Dick, the guy before he leaves. I'm not, doesn't accomplish much. Saying his mind was accomplished some after helping. You stay! No but! No but! You stay! You grew, there's an erech, there's an immense erech to that. And listen to this, Nebuchadnezzar, very short. Vasame after helping, one of the miles of Ruach Hayim. It's for us guys with short attention spans. These pieces are very short. They sing like life-shattering things. You can speak about for hours. I would say they're always short. If you don't like, you can hear the original. You should read it inside. You want to plug on the safe. It's very short. He says life-shattering insiders. So you should speak about for hours. He's been explaining for years about his insiders. He says it in one line. To say to him, Molly, all about important things in life, he says it very bekitzer, amazingly bekitzer. Some of the plays are a little more American. He has a lot of the same issues to repeat, and it's always admired. Here's very mechanical. Listen, Hashemach b'chalkan. The aim of Utsh, he doesn't jump la'ashir to become rich. The gam, aim or hailuch b'gdulas b'limudai. He doesn't go b'gdulas in his learning. He doesn't try to learn everything at once. That people get very depressed what they know. It's a big target. Look at the shelves and go through the ocean. See all this, Baruch Hashem, I'm always happy when I'm such a big Eitz HaSvarim. The bigger the Eitz HaSvarim, the more depressing it is. Baruch Hashem, here, you look around, and this is going to be true. I don't know, I say that, that's not. Those are all the miles. Those pretty much, okay. That's his limited Svarim here, Baruch Hashem. But the more some guy looks around and he sees Kola Tarakula, you're going to one of the big libraries, a lot of Svarim. A lot, there's a lot to know. So the person, what the person, he starts leafing around different Svarim. Starts leafing around. That's the opposite of Shanech B'chalkei. He doesn't, he's not Shanech B'chalkei, he starts leafing around a lot. He's heimlich the gdula zuhudai. He wants to chap every night. I better start learning faster. I better start doing more. I better chap, 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 chap. Zop, the kind of lesson. He doesn't, he's not heimlich the gdula zuhudai. Rah. Loinig ma'at ma'at. Ad shu baki ben. He learns little by little till he's a baki in it. The aim is strong. He's not about gai the lay the harbin pamachas. He doesn't want to know a lot in one chat. By yidei zeh yaskyot. And through that, through being about guy, he talks about everything, he forgets everything. I remember when I was in high school, I had smar in my room, I got to my remitzvah, and I fell down, so many smar. I remember I did this in ninth grade, I took a very fancy, I thought it would be very neat. I had a yellow, like that holds letters, it's a very nice one. For businessmen, the whole papers in there. Like a loosely, very nice. And I started, I would open different shvarim. I did it, it was a funny thing. I didn't know this was kind of learning, but what do you know? I started writing over a stickle from the side of here, a stickle from here, just to try to think. I put it away, I thought it was a chashy thing, but nobody could see for years, didn't tell anybody, till I realized that it's a Baruch Hashem, I didn't tell anybody, that I put it away, because that's just the kind of was when you're depressed. You want to know a lot, because I wasn't depressed. But you had this urge, you think you're misguided, and you think you'd be gdula as the vashachas in 1 second. So you want to just grab a lot. And through that, I never once told anybody about this. Nobody in the world has ever seen it. And I think I still have it. I'm sure I still have it. But nobody will ever see it, because Yishtach HaKol, I do not remember a single thing from there, not one word, not an oish. I learned the Shavuot, I don't remember an oish. I learned Shavuot and Shtiklach that I've seen there, and so I remembered, I laughed now that I once saw that before, I don't remember where, I've never ever seen it before, because then, either in the mother's stomach, I remember it the same, or then. Yeah. The kitchen is, that's the Nekuda, and that's a big Nekuda Chazara, I said. A big Nekuda Chazara is not to want to grab, is this Shemech Mechelchim. You learn the third parent. Go over and over till you're bucking it. It's a big mistake, that's a big. Go over and over till you're a massive buck in the third parent. Then go on to the fourth parent. Go over, I'm not saying not to start, but I'm going to get in trouble with Yossi, you can tell your neighbors after. Go over and over the third parent. Do yourself there. I'm telling you, I promise you, you'll tremendous love from it. Take the third parent, you should have different amount of times, and you go faster and faster. Do it excessively. Do it a crazy amount of times. Excessively and excessively and excessively. Now, there's a verb here that if my father were here would say, I'm not being a gazim, he would scream at you. No good, I'm not being a gazim, I'm not being a gazim. The Yogamana Lake would said this over from a Ryan Cutler. I was standing there. At my brother made a shoot and the Yogamana said it over, and my father would yell at him. He was very, very angry. It's actually a heated discussion. I'm not being a gazim. Anybody was there short. I don't know if he's not here, there's no gazim for this. My father is accepting this. I do understand what my father's saying, but I still want to share. I still would like to share with them. The Amishna Kuda Chazara. If it's hard for you to chazar, so I want to share you another ruachai, another stipler on chazara. If chazara is hard for you, my father, I'll tell you why he gets upset at this part. First, I'll say it, then I'll tell you why he's upset. The Reb Chaim Lozman brings that Yeshurim cleanse a person. They cleanse a person. They take that virus, they scrub the person clean. So we discuss. In this past week, we discussed that if you hear your cherpa, some embarrassing, you don't say anything, that's Yeshurim. And that's kapar, we quoted the Chidah, that's better than Tanesim and Shigufim. That is kapar Savanis. If you hear somebody embarrassing, you're quiet, you don't say anything back, and you michael him, you just got to buy, you know the car washes? You just got a free car wash. Well, that's not so free, it hurt. But you got a car wash, and your car works out shining. You walk out shining. Your body, we all have a virus that we want to get rid of, that we're desperate to have scrubbed off on the shamash. If somebody insults you, wait for that guy, the car wash is here. When you see a guy insult you, picture water squirt it, instead of the guy here, you'll be less angry at him. Picture the guy as water flying at him. I took my kids for last winter, my wife needed the kids as I took them to go and get a car wash. It's a lot of fun. We sat with them, we stay in the car. And the machine spritzes and blows, and by in the middle, both legs are scared. I was holding two kids, and car wash. It's not a lot of fun. The picture is that picture the guy's a car wash. The guy is scrubbing in the Shama clean. He's working for you. The guy who insults you is working for you. He's working for you. He's scrubbing. Keep going, let's go. You're doing a good job. He's your Evan. He's your Evan, the guy scrubbing you. And he's scrubbing your clean, the guy insulting you. If you're my friend, and his mom, like, we quoted the Chiddush, better than Shabbat and Tanishas. Reb Chaim B'Lewis says in the Ruach Chaim, he says, the Mukhafim, a person smart, Einon Mantim, he doesn't wait. Actually, Yishvach Kosh Baruch, I love Yishurim, till Hashem sends Yishurim to him. This is in Perek Vav Mishnah Vav. He in Mekabel Me'achma Yishurim. The person's Mekabel Yishurim for himself, I the Eishik HaTorah. Through being Eishik HaTorah, Kimiyo Tainik Vashmada Salimud. Hashmada HaTorah is counts as Yishurim. A person says, oh, it's so hard for me to sit. He doesn't sit, he runs around the hallway. Rachmanu Litzlan, instead of accepting those beautiful Yisurim of Asmad B'Torah, Rachmanu Litzlan, he can get other Yisurim. Zot of Chaim B'Lazim, that learning Torah, if he's smart, he doesn't wait till Hashem says Yisurim. He's through Eishad HaTorah's Mekayim Yisurim. Through Asmad B'Salim, I Torah's Gishmak. Who does say Yisurim? Where's Gishmak? Sitting here doing something Gishmak all day still counts as Yisurim. Of Exish Yisurim. Could be Hashem Yisrael, somebody was Yisurim nonetheless. And the smart person says, okay, it's hard for me to sit. And he forced himself with Yisurim to sit. And that person is Yaitse Yisurim. He saves himself like one which comes from terrible Yisurim. Who knows how many kids of his he saved from coming sick? He saved his wife from having a heart attack at 53. You know, he'll find it at 120, all the Yisurim he saved for himself. And he sits by Shmada. And it counts as even when he has Gishmak and learning, the Shkai is so awesome because after a while it won't be such a Yisurim anymore. It becomes less and less, but it still counts when he spoke out to the Shayid. That that's good and smarter, that it still counts as Yisurim. Because if you put yourself in the Matzah where you didn't, where it was Gishmak now, but it used to be hard, you also counts as Yisurim. So the person sits and stays, it counts as Yisurim. And he says, since the Ola Torah's Matesh's Koicha is getting a little fasach, it's not the same strong. Not the same strong, he's a little weaker. Ask David Madigan, I bet he can't jog as well as he used to. Weakens the person a little bit. That's also Yisurim. Now, I shouldn't really say this. It's funny he says this because I heard from a Talmud of a Gushman. A Gushman was a physically a giver, a tremendous giver. And a Talmud of Gushman said, somebody asked him, I heard the Tashish Kaychay, and he wrote in many writings, it's only Shaloy Lashma. If you learn Lashma, it increases Kaychay. Take it back, he probably jobs back. But look, the kids are accounts of Yisurim. He brings in a footnote here from the Stifler Stalas. Tell me how my father's disabled. Here's where I'm, I hope I'm not going to keep it on the end. It's on the tape, don't send him the tape to shit. It says that somebody who wants to give himself Shigufim for Kaparis Avinus, wants to be Lechaper, he should learn Chazar on something he knows. And he has no chesed. And this was same shamayim mamish and accounts of shigufim. You have an avera you want to specifically get rid of, learn something you already know, and you have no chesed, and accounts of shigufim. So same shamayim, and that's learning that purifies you a lot. Now, my father got angry. Somebody quoted such a thing over. My father was, I'm not being a gazan, not to be funny. My father was very angry. He was angry at the person. Because my father feels saying over this vartuchel, he holds it's like it destroys vachum. Because he holds chazara, there's nothing more gishmak in the world. He holds there's nothing in the world more gishmak than chazara. There's no such thing. He's not willing to hear. Sha'ai people feel when they said they're trained, they're taught. There's an other vartan that says it says kashim chadik atiki dechadikim. Old ones are harder than new ones. That's where the famous yeshivish vartan is. It's harder for chazara than to learn new. And my father was not shot in the Gemara, so the distortion, he was angry. There was a heated discussion. There was a heated discussion. He was very angry at the person saying it over. He screamed at the person. Stopped. The person screamed at him. Screamed at the person. Because he holds not true. Chazar is the smack. And people would try it. People would try as Mahalach agree. You have to develop. Maybe it's a developed taste. That's the guy who said that. My father was not even a developed taste. He said people develop the other ways. They always kind of call Chazar is hard. My father is upset. My father previously told me to learn the first time is hard. Yaakov and I would add, obviously I had Megiyas, I was trained that way. Yaakov and Metra and I both feel that in our learning that it's harder the first time than Chazara. That's I was trained that way. But it does feel like to me, I thought you're not allowed to greet to your father, so I'm just saying over for my father, I'm not coming to greet my father, that it's clearly, it seems clear that Chazar is easy. But, so what's the Steiker saying? All the Steiker is, if you were trained wrong, and you have no chesed in Chazara, then you say, no, you can shoot him, okay, you have to shoot him. If you know the truth, maybe you want to do stuff, you have to shoot him. Either way, don't worry if you have a chesed or not. That is my point in Chazara. If you have a chesed, Ashrecha, and you should, you'll develop a chesed. If you don't, for sure you'll get the chesed. You have a tremendous chesed. The geshmak of Torah's clarity. Don't look at everything, the Kol HaTarkula, you'll get the Kol HaTarkula. Take the third parak and chazim it over and over and over until you're clear. There's tremendous geshmak here. If temporarily it's hard because you were training that I saw it, I want to see a new Gemara, which is silly. It's just silly because you know, I want to see a new Gemara. Get this clear. Get this math. It's a smart way. Remember, kind of legend said if somebody's smart, so he does it. Shameach Bechelka is not Otzvahashir. He doesn't jump to become rich. He appreciates what he has and is kind of what he has. I had a Rebbe for 5 years. We used to live Muslim. I mean, he used to say over and over, be kind of your Darvish Ruchnus. Before you look to new Darvish, acquire what you have. Appreciate what you have. Look at what you have. Count the money you have over and over. Don't look to become wealthy. Appreciate the money you have right now. Ain't an Utschwasher. Don't jump to become rich. Take what you have and count it and recount it and recount it and enjoy it. Take a parrot, and Avada, you'll have the whole Sechi afterwards. But take the parrot to Vaila and relearn it and relearn it and relearn it until you're full of it. You manage every brush of this. It's a Kiddush Man, Yeshiva Farakwe. He had a chabura of guys that decided they wanted a chazar excessively. Baruch, my father put in that yeshiva, the chazara, there's a whole chabura, they chazar excessive hours a night. They chazar hours a night. My brother's part of this chabura. They made shiurim, I think they finished, maybe it was about Vashra five, I think about Vashra five times, the Chabura, Gittin five times. They just made shiurim after shiurim after shiurim, they chazer and chazer and chazer, tremendous amounts. That should be the work of this yeshiva. Immense chazaras. Bakum should have their shiurim on Kedushin, that's 6th time, the 8th time, the 10th time. And you know now, the 8th chazar is quicker than the 7th. You should go quicker. Hadam and Mechayv should have to learn it more of the ear. Some of the chazars should be a little quicker. I'll tell you why. Because you're getting an overall picture. The first time you learn, a lot of times you get stuck. River, toy, hey, s. So you don't put together the picture. Have some chazars even don't do Rashi. Now it doesn't, don't do Rashi. It doesn't sin. Because, because you know Rashi's chat with Gemara. That's how you learn the Gemara with Rashi. So some of your chazars rebound the Gemara. Some of your chazars. Just do Gemara, fast. Get an overall picture. Some of the Chazars will write down Tashas, but sometimes, and you'll see, but as you increase the numbers, you have a large amount very fast. And you should come to that. You're doing something wrong. I'll say it that way. You're not coming there as a Chazar. You have a large amount fast. You're not Chazar properly. Because if you have a properly, you should be getting so clear that you can cover very large amounts fast. And you should do it. All the Gedolim did this. We also do it. You start getting better and better, so you can chazer very large in one sitting, in an hour sitting, you can chazer a good 6 block, 5 block. I think that's a guzma, each person, it's not a guzma, it's only a guzma if you've never chazer before. If you learn the chazer properly, it's not an exaggeration. If you chazer something quite a few times, you'll see in one sitting you can cover a large amount of concentrating, knowing it. Nothing about mindless reading. Chazer is never mindless reading. I'm talking about knowing that you can do large amounts fast. When you hear Gedolim, the Chazal 50 blad in 2 hours, it's a pellet, they were brilliant, but a lot of it is the Chazal so many times, they're rugged, they can read it very fast. So your Shishma Chazal is being such, but you're getting it better and better, so you can do large amounts. A Balkan is a Shiva Chazal Makas, probably in his 30s, I don't know exactly how many times. Well in upper 30s maybe right now. He said the Chazal many blad very fast now. And know it well, chaz it well. Chazar sees itself. So the first 2 times are hard. You just know the light at the end of the tunnel gets easier and easier. But it should be in this yeshiva. The core of the yeshiva should make many shiurim on kedushin. And it shouldn't be hard. Over the summer, a couple more. Don't get bogged. The Yetzirah is going to want to stop you because he hates when people know things. He's going to want to get you bogged down. You don't know till the ear and take you out of a chayim. Not yet. Chazar, large amounts till you have the whole sechta well. you'll be able to build on that. You'll be able to build on that much healing. Tremendous healing if you have to build on it. You'll see. But you've read the Chazan many, many times. The Stiper says to learn Gemara Rashi 4 times before you see a Tosfos. So I'm not getting involved. I love Lumay says. Each person has to find his data. Again, we're not looking at the copy. We're looking at each one. Mufimashu. But that's for sure. Every your system, you can have your own system of Chazar, large amounts. Very large amounts. Very, go quicker and quicker and Chazan better and better. Each person, that should be the model of the yeshiva. There's no reason this yeshiva, besides all the other models of yeshiva, this should be in the yeshiva, Rabbi said. This thing of Chazara should be in the yeshiva. Should be something. The yeshiva is a Kvod Shemayim, a tremendous Kvod Shemayim, tremendous models we have. We have Bachum, each respect each other. I've been talking about earlier, we're not the Fimash, we respect each other's own Aliyah, we're tremendous B'nai Aliyah. This should be incorporated in the yeshiva. It should be excessive human. We should all be invited, Rabbi said. And the Birka said to us all, and we should invite you, I should invite you to see you, you should invite me, to count the shiurim. To count the shiurim, because quick chazaras, many chazaras, a lot of frequent chazaras. To invite at the end of the year, it should be ridiculous how many donuts and bagels we're going to have to eat.